Ukrainian army medics carry a wounded soldier into a field hospital close to the front line. A piece of shrapnel has ripped through his side. The wound looks small, but the sharp metal fragment inside will kill him if not dealt with fast. The medics pump the soldier with anesthetic and pure oxygen. They pack the wound. He will be evacuated to a hospital further back from the front line to have the shrapnel removed. The team say some nights they have to treat up to 70 men wounded as they defend their positions against the Russian army advance in a town close by. Many of the medics have worked in foreign war zones for decades, but they never expected one day they would be saving lives at home.
My whole professional life, I've been treating people. I love people. I love life in all ways. I chose my field because death is the worst enemy. Russians' worst deed is that it turned me, a defender of life, into a killer. I have had to shoot in this war, and most likely, I hit the target.
Some medics sleep in rooms next to the makeshift trauma treatment area before their shift starts. The shelves are full of medicine vital for saving lives, but it's not medicine we need, one of the surgeons told me. It's weapons. More soldiers arrive. Nurses prepare rehydration fluid. Others search for veins in the men's arms so they can fit cannulas and administer medicine fast. The men are exhausted and dazed. We are tired and shell-shocked, says this soldier, but it's to be expected in war.
The most common injuries are from shrapnel, gunshot wounds, blown-off limbs, brain trauma and shell shock. We treat shell shock with simple symptomatic medicines. There's not much else we can do.
Another soldier is brought in with a gunshot wound under his arm. The medics calmly clean the area. 55-year-old Lubima seems relaxed, but the bullet was only millimeters away from potentially ending his life.
Lubomir took a gunshot wound yesterday afternoon. The medics here say he is incredibly lucky that that bullet did not sever the artery in his arm. He will now go from here, be taken from here by ambulance to one of the local hospitals further back from the front line for further treatment.
Some of the volunteers don't want to be identified because they say Russian forces are targeting medics treating Ukrainian soldiers. After being treated, Lubomir eats breakfast while waiting to be evacuated. Before the war, he was a construction worker renovating the Chernobyl nuclear plant.
Their mortar guys can get really close to us and they're difficult to see and shoot. They approach our trenches and throw grenades. Before lunch yesterday, there were 50 shells that hit near our position.
Russian artillery shells and mortars target Ukrainian positions in fields close by. No one knows how many wounded will be brought to the field hospital in the hours ahead. Charles Stafford, Al Jazeera, Eastern Ukraine.